Good. Cough as soon as we start recording. This is great. So, wait a minute. The mics are on. You have to hold that closer to you. I know it's a new mic. Yeah, you gotta be right there.
I was getting into the mic mode.
No, you gotta. I was getting into mic mode. You gotta focus on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting into mic mode. Now,
yeah, that's where you.
It's like a tracking device.
It's the sixth episode, and we're very professional already. But it's not really an episode, is it?
No.
This is. We're sort of. I'm Mike, but I'm Mike. I'm not Mike the character, and you're not Mort.
I'm like Bill Mort, but not as much Mort as I am Bill.
You're more.
But kind of remove the Mort, but add in a little bit of Mort to get Bill, and then take back the Bill. Add in the Mort, remove the Mort entirely, and then just Bill.
Some people say they can't follow this podcast. So
that would be me.
That would be me as well.
We send emails to our own show going, I don't understand what you're trying to accomplish here.
Our reviews are just like, I'm confused. Who edits it?
From Bill.
From you. From me. I'm standing next to you. I'm you.
As you're editing, I'm confused by what the editor's trying to accomplish in this
piece. I heard your last episode while you're editing it. So I wanted to do this.
So are you in a bunker or is this radio?
So that was a question. So let's start from the beginning. The reason I wanted to do this was because I think this format is generally not done. It's a growing genre of podcast, which is like the
radio show podcast.
Well, the old school radio show. You're taking your shoes off. That's a good noise. Wait, do it again. I'm gonna get the mic on it. No, don't fake do it. This is we're just talking about old school radio, and you're gonna do
old school radio.
Clop, 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 and down the hall, we were at a bar. Wait, take your shoes off. I want to hear it. That's nice. That's a nice sound.
There's the other name.
No, but we do have Foley. We have things like that. We have all these attributes of an old radio show. And there's not a lot of people doing that nowadays.
Yeah.
And I think we should start from... What is wrong with your feet? Holy shit, Bill, what is wrong?
Back on.
Why? They smell?
They'll be able to smell it through the microphone.
No, they won't. I don't care. If you want to take your shit, it's a hot day.
If you want to get another review from me saying that was the smelliest episode I've ever heard.
I was confused about the smells. I couldn't smell them.
Seriously, where's the picture?
Okay, so here's the inception of the show. I called you and I said it would be funny if we did a radio show. It's set in the future, but we still find everything boring and shitty. And I've talked to people since then, and it was about my sort of hypochondria, my fear of everything, and this idea that the dystopian future was boring to me because it was sensationalism. It had nothing to do with reality. Do you remember like what we did at first? Like the show is so much different in the first pilot we recorded.
I remember my character was Moif the Boif or something like that.
You're so dumb.
No, Spuzzo the Moif.
Spuzzo the Moif. So you were gonna be like the like joke idiot. Like you, right? That was part of it.
Something like that. And then I know there were a bunch of different rules we're trying to create in this universe, like
which we abided by a lot of them, except for like two.
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember them?
One of them was, I remember entertainment and politics had switched. Like, politicians were now dropping records or releasing movies, and
we had completely lost the thread, was the idea. Was that, like, we forgot what they were supposed to do, and so, like...
Well, that, and the way that, like, it seems like so much with politics is becoming, like, this, like, sensationalized, almost, like, Hollywood-esque, like, who's, like, oh, man, who's gonna be the new lead singer of the Republican Party from Massachusetts, kind of...
Yeah, dude, I mean, when you watch that, the national... conventions where they vote for the nominees and stuff, like it is totally like those videos of those rap feuds that, like, remember it was like, what is it, the MTV like VMAs where Snoop Dogg gets up on stage and he's like, what's the matter, you don't like East Coast rappers? What's the matter Democrats, you don't like a candidate from Wisconsin? What's the matter, y'all? You think you want to vote for someone from New York? It's really funny if you've seen the video of
like,
Snoop Dogg
that
doing
sounds
it
like a Southern trailer trash like skank version of Snoop Dogg. What you even asking?
I'm not gonna do a Snoop. We could sit here all day and try to do a Snoop Dogg. I like to do one sound impersonations. Have you ever done this for you?
Which
one just one word impersonations? So like, ooh. I can do Gandalf okay, and it's hard to do it without laughing, but I'll do it. So it's just Ghibli. There's just one line in the movie where he yells at Gimli to get back. And so you got to relax your jaws, which is the problem, because it's so much fun to do that you want to smile. Hold on. And I got to move the mic. Okay. Gimli! Gimli! Shit, I'm laughing too.
Gimli!
Gimli! Gimli! He yells it. At one point, he's trying to get him to come back. Gimli! 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 Yeah, so the show was originally, I had done podcasts where we were, like, just talking, and we were, like, the idea was people would come in and they would tell us things they thought about modern society, but they wouldn't be able to tell us what they were talking about. Like, that was sort of part of it. And we tried to riff. Maybe I'll put a little bit in this episode, but it was so hard to do. We learned instantly, like, it was almost impossible to riff without a real solid concept as to what you wanted.
Yeah.
It was improv, but it involved both of us understanding our opinion on the future, which was impossible.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like a pre-approved improv.
Yeah, and it wasn't, quite frankly, it wasn't funny. I would have done that the whole time, but we got two jokes out of an hour.
I was cool with some of the universe ideas we came up with, but like Spuds of the Moif, I'm like, I hate myself for coming up with that.
So we instantly sort of, independent of each other, thought that we would, and I don't know if this is interesting right now, like us telling people about it, but I think I have this need to defend this genre of telling people you need to listen to all six episodes.
They're getting to know us and more things to send angry reviews.
Yeah, well, send reviews is what I'm saying. And I think like people want to say that they're not going to listen to six episodes or something. Well, fuck you.
Six
is nothing. Like if you listen to podcasts, just go through it. It's a journey. It's a season. Just watch a season. You know?
Are we sticking with six episodes about every season? Or are we going to like one would be 10 or?
Well, it depends on how many people we get. Okay. So wait, that's the next part. So we both sort of figured out we need to have sketches, we need to have characters, and they needed to be characters that we could write, use our own comedy and write bits into. Yeah. So I think instantly we thought of there would be a ton of commercials, and you said your character is like, well, you can explain it. How I understand it is, it is the radio station, but the radio station has like pretty much an iOS, like an interactive, an interface that feels like a radio DJ, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like they've put like all of the concepts and all of the things that the formats and everything that the studio wants to abide by, all of their rules, regulations, and all that, they've put into this basic being, like this robot. And my idea initially is actually he's slowly physically becoming human, but I like that we've more so just he's slowly more and more understanding human culture, because at the beginning he doesn't get anything, because he doesn't even have like he doesn't have feelings of his own. They're all things that are programmed from a bigger like off satellite station. So he's not a thing, and he's slowly becoming. He goes from like a nothing to a thing, to kind of getting human culture, to as hopefully the seasons go by being more and more human-like, but he's still clearly like a robot.
I think we said at one point he's like Data, except that he doesn't want to do it. Like it's just happening to him. It's more like puberty rather than like Data, who's like, I want to be more human. Like he now may subconsciously have to accept that as part of himself, but he was, it was just happening. It was like a curiosity. It was natural.
Yeah, I think it's like a natural curiosity, and just by him, just, yeah, it's kind of like puberty. And just what happens when you're around people? You like, and this kind of even a robot can be affected by the people around him, and kind of like he changes by just being immersed in different situations.
I always think of Mort as the reverse of how it should go in the entertainment industry, which is that when he starts, he wants to do everything right. And he wants to do everything by the numbers and by those things. And then as he goes on, he'll be more edgy. You know, while in the industry, it's usually the person is edgy and then they get ahead and then they want to be safe. They want that feeling of safety as they get more power.
The Martin Lawrence effect.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that? Is that where you feel like you need safety and then run into town and then run around naked with a gun?
Well, no, he did that early on, and now he's doing, like, then he did that, like what is it, like, the something, like, Robinson Family Vacation, and now he's doing Partners, and now he's kind of clearly much whiter than he was, and he's just doing these, like...
Whoa. He's doing the... Way whiter.
Mama's House 3.
We're not going to say whiter.
Wide.
Oh, wider.
Width.
Width. In physical width.
Yes.
And... wideness.
No, not the hard age.
Yeah, not okay. So his demographic has gotten wider.
Yes.
It's a hard one to hear.
Well, that and also his physical size has gotten wider.
No, well, that's a prosthetic. You know, he doesn't gain. Well, I thought it was pretty impressive. In the first Mama's House, he actually did. He gained all that weight. And then they Martin Lawrence jokes, people. This is what I'm... Well, okay, here's the point I'm making. I like that if someone's listening to this, they obviously enjoy it. The podcast, right? Like, we're not a huge podcast. We don't make any... We don't pretend like this is something celebrityous.
Yeah.
But, you know, the point is that this genre is changing so much that to dismiss something where you have to listen to it, where it's sequential and it's formatted like this, you don't hear a lot of people describe their characters in the way we're going to do it. That's not even pretentious. Like, even in concept podcasts... They don't always like that. We put a lot of thought into Mort's character. Like, it's really there. In my opinion, I don't know. What do you
yeah,
think
no,
that's
no,
the case?
I agree. Well, also what I've, at least from the podcasts I've seen, at least, I mean, I'm sure there are some because there's hundreds of podcasts, but most of what I've seen.
Hundreds?
I don't know. Thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands. Yeah, I figured. But I'm new to the podcast world. Obviously, I know what.
Yeah, there's dozens of them.
But, oh, you know, there's like at least one or five. But they're all, it'd be like, it's like a known celebrity's podcast or someone's podcast is not as much of like kind of our, like the old radio style of like, we are not ourselves. Like, you're the closest to yourself, but you're still a fictionalized version of yourself.
Yeah. And well, like I just got caught up there. The point is that a lot of the successful podcasts are much less successful than the person who is a celebrity. There are very few podcasts, and those are the best ones.
Yeah.
You know, where the person has made the podcast that transcends what they were doing before.
Yeah.
You know, and I think hopefully we'll get there. Did you want to ask about my character? I mean, we've been talking about you for so long, and I'm getting so self-conscious.
Yeah, no, I'd like to know more about your character.
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, I didn't even know you wanted to know. Wow, it's so humbling for you to...
It is very much you, but it is very clearly a fictionalized version of yourself. Or have you actually been to this future?
Well, I live in the future. Well, no, the whole thing is that the Mike, the character, is why it's named Mike, is the leading tone of it, which is like the idea that what if this future everyone fears... is not exciting, but is in fact boring. And the way I embodied that was like Lenny Bruce, if he never became controversial and popular because of his controversy, but instead was controversial and simply controversial to only the people that wanted to fight him. So it was like he didn't become important through this conflict. He became... just angry through the conflict. So it was the idea that here's a guy who has all these issues and has all these problems and these opinions, doesn't connect with enough people and isn't on a hot button issue or anything like that. So just drifts into the absurdity of being like kind of angry in the background. And that's why he hates his job. Like, he's on this radio station and he's doing like he has, you don't really interrupt him. I mean, he can say whatever he wants, occasionally interrupt him, but he has all this airtime and he's still not happy with it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like, that's part of it is that, what if you're not in danger? What if nothing does explode? What if there is still gas and electricity and all that stuff? And it's just kind of dull and nothing really happens. And everything will be okay.
The future we're envisioning is, imagine you're at a coffee table with your coffee's to your left. Well, in our future, it's slightly more to the left.
It's kind of hard to reach.
Yeah, ish.
Ish.
You can reach it, but it's a little bit more difficult.
After a while, it's okay. Okay, then the other thing that we did, which I think, you know, part of it too is that this is so in the background of everything we do that the idea that we had guests. That we had up to, I think, 10 or 11 guests on the show. I mean, that's insane for a podcast like this. And for the most part, everybody sounds good. I think we did interviews over the phone. We did sketches where we added people in and they recorded it themselves and then we recorded it later. But it really worked. And I think that later down the line, listen, I'll be honest, the first season, you got to be into it. And maybe as we build and we get better at the sound and stuff like that, people will go back to that first season and really be into it and really like it. But the commercials we did, all super funny, super high quality. And that's what's going to be the next couple of weeks. We're going to release just those, the mini bits.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
In the time that we're planning the next season. But yeah, do you find that you was everything up to your set when we set out on this? Do you feel as though we met that expectation?
No, we definitely did. I mean, I want to put in even more effort on my side because I feel like a lot of it was definitely
glad you said something.
Driven,
you are a
driven
piece
by
of shit.
You, yeah.
Imagine if that was burning inside me this whole time, just like, oh, thank you.
I've hated you. Oh, well, I wasn't quite going that far. Well, I just. Bridge gap.
Oh wait, yeah, no, I get what you're doing. That it's like that. Wait. So do it again. I got it. So say what you said before.
Well, so yeah, because I want to put in a little bit more effort, and I want to try to like for the next season do even more work because I feel like a lot of it. Was
I'm glad you felt the tension, the look I give you when you walk in a room, and I'm like, have you ever seen the coffee I give you? It's horrible. It's passive aggressive coffee. Did you? I'm glad you noticed it.
Yes, I.
That's what you were saying, right?
That's
all
why
my,
you never
am
had
I
any
being
milk.
Mean
that's
to you?
That's why you never had any milk.
Yeah, it's a big a running theme outside behind the scene. Wait, before we get into that, let's. So we actually have some sponsors for the podcast now, which is great. Hold on, these are made up, you know, like so. Other podcasts, they have these sponsors, but they're fucking stupid. So but nobody makes fun of them because the people that make fun of stuff are podcasts. They don't make fun of them because podcasters are poor and they'll suck any tit they want. And I'll cut off my right foot if you tell me of any podcaster that has turned down an advertisement in their early years. So we have an advertiser for the show now. Hold on, I'm getting a text. That's how I'm professional. This is going to fucking beep all day. God damn it. 100 text messages over there. Okay. Wait, which one did I want? Oh, okay. So, Bill, you've heard of Lumosity?
Yes.
Yeah, Lumosity, it's a great app. It's, they have this new, you know what it is? It's for working out your brain.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because we work out our bodies every day.
Yes.
But when do you work out your brain?
Sundays.
Yeah. Me too. Well, I mean, the only way to do it, because Lumosity has proved this through brain science.
Brain science. The strongest of the sciences.
The strongest of the sciences. They've proven that video games are the way to get smarter. So you go on Lumosity.com and you play these games, and through the science of brain science. The strongest of the sciences, you get smarter. So they now have a new thing. Which is great because before that, I don't know how to make your brain smarter. You know, they really did figure that out. People were just getting dumber. You would be born and then you'd get dumb. And
see, I'd play video games before knowing of Lumosity.
That's
and
why
I'd
you're
get,
so
and
smart.
I get dumber. No, it's because I get dumber. But with Lumosity, they're telling me to play their video games and it's different and thus smarter.
Yes, I agree. And you know what else is great about Lumosity is that despite, you know, you're right, their games are different. They make you smarter. They're not like other video games. And my favorite part is that whenever there's a controversy, I haven't been playing my games lately, a controversy about video games, I like that Lumosity is silent and does not decide to ever speak up in favor of video games. Because, you know, that's a really great attribute for a company saying that video games make you smarter is that whenever there's a problem where people say video games make people violent, I like that they don't say anything. Right, because if you really believed that video games could make your brain smarter,
you'd think you'd want to
say something when something bad happens. But I like that they don't. That's my favorite part about them.
They like being very run of the mill. They like they like giving into pressure and joining the major crowd.
Just hiding in the corner like a coward. I mean, that's the kind of company I like. So when people accuse GTA of something, they just, oh no, that's not our video games. Ours are different.
When they hide in the corner, they have just very smart brains.
Very smart brains in the corner, and you can bounce things from that corner, and you understand that corner. But they have a new thing. It's called, so now you can work out your brain. You can work out your body, right?
A lot of gains.
So now they have the pussy and dick gym, where you can, how often do you work out your dick?
Tuesdays.
Yeah, most people don't. It would surprise you to know that most people don't exercise their dick or pussy at all.
I only have one.
Well, yeah, but if you have both, you have to, maybe you can get another one. I don't know. I haven't read Lumosity's new program.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the latest edition.
So, thank you so much to Lumosity for that sponsorship. They didn't really sponsor us, and I don't care.
Yeah. I was getting that vibe.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I would never take money from them.
I also lied. I don't know who they are.
Yeah. You've seen the commercials.
No, I have. No, I do.
Okay. So where are we getting? Oh, that I don't give you milk with the coffee. Not really an interesting behind the scenes point, but it is true.
But
I don't
it's good
ever
for
have
a
milk.
Half hour segment.
Let's talk about it. We're here live at behind the scenes at Bit Radio. I'm talking to the star of the program, Bill.
Mike.
Bill. Bill. Oh, I'm talking to me? Who am I talking to?
You're interviewing you.
I'm interviewing.
But from that instance, and I'm interviewing me from that instance.
So, Mike, tell us. Oh, hi, where were you? Mike, how are you? Oh, hi, how's it going? Yeah, sorry. Like the interview that can't get, that keep doing geniality. So be the interviewer trying to start the interview with me.
So Mike.
Wait, hi, how you doing? It's a pleasure to be here. Don't you, no, keep your mic on you. We have two.
So, Mike, as I was trying to say, the issue is...
No, introduce yourself first. No. It'll be like, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Mike.
The pleasure's all mine, Bill. Really, the pleasure's all mine.
No, the pleasure's really on this side, but the issue remains.
Let me just say, the fact that you're asking me a question, I'm glowing inside. So thank you so much for coming here today, and it's so great to get to finally talk about my opinions.
Yes, and that opinion is...
That you see, you just want to know from me, and I love that. You got to keep thanking me for being here.
Thank you very much for being here. You were very brave coming out today and talking with us.
Brave? Am I brave?
Yes.
Thank
you.
I
would go as far to call you brave.
I'm brave, and I just want to hear what you have to say, and you want to hear what I have to say, so I just want to get my opinions out there.
Well, I want you to know that I'm very thankful that you want to hear what I have to say, and that...
Because I wouldn't do this interview if it wasn't you sitting here. I mean,
I wouldn't want to do this interview with anyone else but you.
You couldn't interview me without me here.
I know.
Could you?
That's a very good point.
Could you? And that's why I'm here.
And that's why I'm here too.
I'm done. we didn't have milk. That was the point there.
But like a couple days.
So, even the commercial parodies, like, I fucking love them. They're so great.
I'm a huge fan.
We wrote them almost like that, not really as loose as that, but pretty much the jokes always just came from one idea and like the stupidest ad you could think of. like not just a parody of an ad, like that would have been too easy. I think it was always like the worst idea. It was always like the worst idea. Just not even, like, that was really the sort of RoboCop side of it. Was just, like, it's not even good. Like, it's just bad. Like the first one we did, Schlex, is still my favorite. Because it's, like, you're telling the people, this idea that people do this nowadays, too, is that they tell you the truth. And then they try and tell you that that's good, even though it's shitty. Even though it's the shittiest. Like, that's amazing to me that that could happen. What were the commercials that we did?
The bed burrito.
Did we do bed burrito?
Yeah, we did. Well, I know we recorded it. I don't know if you.
No, I don't know. What was the bed burrito? Let's do it now.
I don't remember the exact one, but it was like you have like the maple syrup food and eggs and sausage in the bed with you.
Oh yeah.
Burrito blanket.
The idea was that you would heat it up in the food with you in bed.
Yeah.
And then you could just reach in. That one is based on me actually wanting that. That, like, because once again, people don't make shit for people. Like,
they make shit for themselves.
Tons of people eat in bed. And yeah, there's no products to let you really effectively eat in bed, you know? We're pushing the boundaries on it. I think one part of writing the bits too was like, that was so straightforward, but like my bits were always just like, if I thought something was like stand up that was like, it's a good idea, but it's not really funny. And I like that I could recognize that and give it to this character.
Yeah.
And then he could do it.
The way I went about mine was I usually just tried thinking of some, well, a lot of times it would come from different things I was doing during the day, and I would think about what would it be like for Mort, who was even more of a removed concept of this. Like when I was stuck in jury duty for 2 days, and it was kind of like I was going through what I was going through, but I wanted, it'd be interesting to see what Mort was going through being like this programmed robot.
Well, this is what I'm fucking saying, is that we're going about this like Sidney Lumet, fucking Lumet, whatever. NYU film degree. We're doing this like you we're really acting, and I think you did you really could go into Mort so quickly, you know, and you did know what he was going through. Like, do you want to do like an interview with Mort? Like, what can we interview Mort about, like right now? That would be fun to show like the process here. Like, what could I ask you about?
The subways.
Just, Bill, people can't be so suspicious that you just literally write, like, the last thing that happened to you.
What? Well, no, the last most annoying thing that happened to me. Usually I kind of think it's something that, like, an annoying moment that happened to me, and then I translate it into Mort.
All right. Wait, you know what's tough for me is that Mike is so conceited that my only relationship with Mort is, like, he interrupts me. Like, I think I barely have any interest in Mort until, like, the end of the season. So I'm trying to think of how I would, like... I have to be someone else. I have to just be me. I can't be the character when I interview you. All right. So we're talking with Mort, the star of Bit Radio. Hi, Mort. How's it going today?
It is exceptionally sunny out, and the temperature is a very exactly 45 degrees.
It's slow to start, people. Let them get in the moment. Not everything's going to be fucking chuckles all the time. So what are your plans now that Bit Radio is on break?
Well, even when the show is on break, I will continue to push the product as a product needs to be pushed, and I will continue to assimilate myself into the human condition to thus understand more and see how we can sell our product to the people out there.
So do you go to grocery stores and like, you just stand in the orange section and like try and get passersby to get oranges? Is that something you do more?
That, and then I invite myself into different people's carts and go through them to see what they're buying and why. And if
they've already decided to buy them, you try and sell it to them.
Yes.
So like I've got some frozen peas, and you go in there and you pick them up and you tell me how good they are.
Yes, I'll tell them how good they are, and then I'll also want to know why are they buying these peas over these peas, and I don't let them leave. There's the checkout section, and then there's me. And before they can actually get to the exit, they have to go through me, if they like it or not, but it's because this is for the benefit of them.
Do you ever shop? Have you tried shopping yet?
I have no need to shop. I am fueled by a thin gray-like paste that I insert into my neck.
It's disgusting.
Once a day.
No more. Like an inconvenient amount.
37.789 times a day.
Round it. Round it wrong.
38 times a day.
No, round it wrong now.
39 times a day.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. But like, that's great. Like, that is something I totally could see. He wants to go to the supermarket. He wants to like... That was an aspect we didn't really touch on that I wanted to do so much of was the idea... Yeah, it was like the old idea of like, I think Albert Brooks does a bit on it in one of his albums where he's like, would you buy this product for your family? And they're like, oh, no. Oh, never. Like that idea of that's a bit that I had written down that I wanted to do, but it didn't work in. It was too self-aware for the show. It was like, does anyone believe the man on the street shit anymore? Like, why are we still doing it? Like, we're not in an era where it's like, hello, Mrs. Johnson. Oh, you snuck up on me there. Like, no, he didn't. Like, no, he fucking didn't.
How did you find me on this particular soundstage?
And the fact is that we even go beyond that. And, like, to most people, I think that idea of, like, you know, when my allergies act up, I need to go Claritin Clear. Like, most people think that's the worst commercial ever, where they're just, like, talking at the camera, pretending like they're real. Like, definitely not. Like, but I think people still do believe, like, the infomercial setup or the people at the mall kiosk thing where it's like, try these shoes. It's like, I am buying a pair. Like, I think that's insane to me that people still buy that, but there was no way to work it into it. And then the thing you reminded of me of with Mort, and maybe we even do this, was Grandpa Maze. That got cut from it. Where it was Billy Mays, because I fucking love infomercials. I think people watch this and think I hate ads. Like, no, I love advertisements. I think advertisements are the best. So let's do Grandpa Maze. And it's the idea is that you're my son. You're my son. Whatever, Jilly Mays.
Jimmy Mays.
No, yeah, Jimmy Mays. And you come to my house, but I'm always selling. And I think this is probably why we didn't do it, because it was too Mortish to really to really do it well. But it was so just come over. You're just coming for a visit. So like,
Grandpa Billy, you inside?
What? Come in. Come. I'm in the Oxy living room.
Okay, Grandpa. Well,
I'm on. Take a seat on the Oxy couch. How you been?
I'm good, Grandpa. I was just I wanted to see how you were doing.
I'm changing the voice. Oh, I'm great. It's happening as we're speaking. So that he was Billy Mays, and then he gets older. And it's okay, right here. I'm doing good. What are you coming to visit for?
Well, I've got the.
How long are you staying?
Well, I mean, I was gonna take you with me because I've got Jen and the kids out in the car. And
oh, how are you got two grandkids or
two kids.
Installments of one grandkid, right? There you go.
No, they're just my kids.
How many grandkids do you want?
I don't know how many grandkids I want. Kids are 10 and 8.
I'll let you do it in 4 easy installments of one grandkid.
Grandpa, we're just going to lunch. We're
you want to go to lunch? Where do you want to go?
Well, we're going to go to the diner at the end of the street.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can either go to the diner, but let me show you. I've got this apple here. All right. How much do you think I could eat of this apple?
I don't know, Grandpa. You could probably...
You want this apple?
No, I don't want the apple. We're going to go to the diner.
Let me show you things this apple can do. First of all, it's round. You can eat it. Do you want?
Well, I mean, I...
Hey, son. Buy the apple.
Well, I'm not going to buy the apple. Take the apple.
No. How much are you paying me for the apple?
I'm not going to. I was going to take you...
How much would you pay me for it? If you had to. If I made you.
65 cents.
65 cents.
65 cents.
Sold. Here you go. Give me the money.
No, well, that was a hypothetical.
Give me the money. How much money you got?
Grandpa, I'm taking you to lunch.
Are you going to buy the apple or not?
No.
Wait, there's more. If you buy the apple... I won't eat any of it. Give it right to you.
Well, that would have been the deal with giving me
the
apple.
How are my grandkids? Let me see my beautiful grandkids. Come here, give your grandpa an oxy hug.
What are you doing in the house? I told you to stay in the car. Okay.
We had to see grandpa. We owe him money. That's right.
You don't owe him money. You don't owe him money.
Yes, we do. We bought him. We bought stuff from him.
I told you. Your mother and I told you not to do that. You know what I sold him?
Socks. They don't fit them. They're my socks. I sold them. How much you pay? $15. Can you believe it?
Those are the oldest, smelliest socks.
Yeah, they bought it. I don't care about it.
No, Grandpa, you're exploiting children.
How much you got for me today?
No, 60, kids. I'm taking your money.
Yeah, that's right. Let him pay me. He'll remember. You're late on that payment.
No,
you're late
kids,
on it.
Don't listen to your grandfather.
How's your wife?
She is staying in the car.
Well, I can give you a wife in 4 easy installments of one leg and one arm every month.
I have a wife. We've been married for...
What else did he sell?
11 years now.
He did OxyClean, and then he did...
Did he? He did some, like...
He did something else.
Did he do like a food process? Or like, did he do the?
He didn't do set it and forget it.
Did he do no,
slap
he,
chop before?
No, he did. It was a
magic bullet.
Maybe it was either magic bullet or was that press like the all not the George Foreman, but there's another one that was like the perfect egg one, where it's like you can do things like it's like cut in cup shape.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. No, don't look it up. I don't know. But yeah, that was like a thing where we wanted to just, and he just would get, he would get so annoyed that Billy Mays kept trying to fucking sell shit. And like, I wanted to keep going back to it where like he would get injured or something. And like, we would have like a full beautiful story arc, but he just keeps selling shit the whole time, you know? Like they go, they someone gets the grandkids get married, and he sells the grandkid to the husband or whatever it is.
When the grandkids get married, that's also he somehow lived at the ripe old age of like 125.
Oh, at this point, it's 2075, so it's that's why it's not disrespectful to me to like have Billy Mays still alive. He's already like 150 years old. When this comes out, like he's insane.
His concept outlives his body, so he's now timeless. He's now a timeless being.
Yeah. So that was. So next season. Wait, hold on. We have another advertisement here. Bill, have you heard of Blue Apron?
No, I have not.
Well, Blue Apron is a service that they send you food. Oh no, wait! I'm sorry. Wait, I didn't want to make fun of Blue Apron. I changed my mind.
Why? Bill,
because I didn't like the joke. I thought of a better one. Bill, have you ever heard of Nature Box?
I have not.
Well, Nature Box does wholesome snacks. You know, regular snacks. They have all sorts of chemicals and preservatives in them, and you know what I like about that. Is that science podcasts will talk about there being no preservatives in food, even though there's not a lot of science about preservatives being bad. You know, that's really great. So NatureBox has no preservatives, no artificial ingredients, you know, because why would you want artificial ingredients? It's not like they're a miracle of food science. You know, why would you want that in you? Why not have wholesome, natural, organic, bug-filled food? That's what I'm saying.
Bugs are crunchy.
But really, the great thing about NatureBox, Bill, is that they're healthier snacks. They really are. It doesn't matter that caloric intake is pretty much the only thing that affects weight loss and health. But what's important, Bill, is that they're healthy. And
the word healthy.
It's important, yes, thank you, that they said that word. It's very important.
Is the word organic in there at least twice?
Who gives a shit? It doesn't matter if it is. Throw it in there. They'll print that on anything. Yeah. What do you want to say it now? I don't know if it is. Say
organic.
It. Sure, it's organic. Try it one more time.
Organic.
Yeah, there you go. It is then. Now it is. They said it twice on the ad. Well, it's got them.
They can't lie twice.
Well, they didn't lie. They didn't say it's in it. They just said it. No, say it. Nothing against saying the word. Go ahead and say it.
Organic.
Doesn't have anything to do with the product.
They can't lie twice about the same idea. Well, that's like double jeopardy.
Yeah, it's double jeopardy. You can't be charged for the same food twice. But you can at NatureBox. You can charge you for the same. Just say organic one more time.
Organic.
Like we're saying, not organic, but we're saying it. Healthy. What does that mean? I don't know. But we said it. That's what's important.
You say it.
I said it. And
no, you say it now.
Healthy.
Now the other one.
Organic.
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't say what is or isn't. I just, that's just the way. What's important? So have you tried some of the snacks from NatureBox?
I have not.
Well, that's great. Here, this is a real fact. They have peanut butter nom noms.
Mm.
Yeah, the exact same nutritional values of Lay's sour cream and onion potato chips. That's a real fact. Look it up. Compare it. So that's why it's healthy. Because why would a product that has the exact same nutritional information as a bag of sour cream potato chips, why would that be unhealthy? Do they kettle cook things? Do they bake things? Yeah. That means healthy. That's what it means. So that's one of our sponsors.
Nice.
Nature Box. Oh, I made up funny names for all of these too. What did we do the first one? Lumosity. Oh, I did Bright Idea. And then, oh, your simple fucking Nature Box. Is it bad to call people simple? Is that faux pas now?
I mean, I think it's less of a faux pas just because it's simple is...
It seems so wrong, doesn't it?
It does, but it's not like it's not one of the like the hard R word or the.
What's a hard R? Oh. Sounds like a porn. Is that what people call it? The hard R. Oh, I would watch that. It's my opinion that porn liberates some groups. I would fucking watch. The hard R, and it's someone with, you know, any sort of developmental disorder, but they're just fucking, there's got to be hot. It's hot, everything's out there. That's how you liberate people. And we're cutting that out of the podcast, or maybe not, whatever. What else? Did you learn anything about yourself in writing? Because you write for a sketch. Did you learn anything about... So I think a part of the reason this succeeded so well, and this is something that talks to giving people advice, is like I took the role of... You said you wanted to contribute more, but what was really made things happen was like I took the role of director.
Yeah.
It was like when I came in, I made sure that we were on point and that we did everything. Did you learn anything about yourself with writing or anything like that that you applied somewhere else? How great was the experience of working with me?
It was fantastic.
Can you tell me what an honor it was? Just what a pleasure.
It was a great honor.
It was a learning experience.
It was a great, pleasureful honor.
The only reason I ask it that way is because like you'd never done anything like this before.
Only with the previous podcast I joined you on occasionally.
Yeah, but that was just us bullshitting. This was, you had to be structured.
Yeah.
So, did you learn, what was the experience like for you?
No, I did. I mean, like, just having, like, the deadline of, like, I think we usually had it by Thursday we wanted to be able to release. So yeah. Just having that deadline every week.
And we met it.
And we met
we
it.
We met it. For 12 weeks, we did that.
Having the deadline every week and also just having, like, I like this because it was a lot more improv-based. Like, we'd have, like, the guided ideas that we'd want to accomplish and we'd have, like, hit points we wanted to make sure we did. But then... most of what we said immediately was improv'd, and so it kind of helped me get back to the improv roots. And yeah. I like the spitball style of, like, we kind of spitball ideas before we started recording, and we go from there.
The best ideas always came from... I hate people so are into improv, but the best ideas came from one of us just being bored in the conversation and just saying something. Like that was genuinely when I found it the best, was when... You wouldn't tell me, like, when I felt like I was adding something, I actually think it was the other way around. Like, that's such a stupid, just nothing statement. The only thing I cut from the podcast.
You added.
No, when you wouldn't tell me what you were about to do, that was my favorite. Like, I knew you were going to do it before. And then we would start the take. And then you would be like, this is what I'm going to say. I'm trying to think of one where, because then leading you is so much fun. Like leading you into stuff was so much fun. I'm trying to think of the one, what did we do? Wasn't in the jury room. It might've been the one where you were drunk. Oh yeah. That one's just filled with funny shit where you didn't tell me what you were going to say because you're more drunk and he's unpredictable. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make fun of Blue Apron. What are other stupid podcast ads?
I don't know as many podcast ads. That's more your field.
Oh, people might want to know. So everyone's had an exit interview. So I did some pretty long ones with people. We might put those up. So we can kind of do an exit interview with you. What do you watch on TV?
What do I watch on TV?
Yeah. What do you watch in general?
Like, the genre or the shows?
Just anything. What are you watching now?
I've been watching, like, Arrow and The Flash, those kind of shows, and...
Christ, I can't get into fucking Arrow.
It's, like, I like it. It is good action, but then it gets, like, teen angsty. It gets, like, massively teen angsty. And I'll just be like, I'm so sad, no one understands me. But we do understand you, but you don't. Next episode. You still don't. We still understand you, but you don't understand me. Next episode. And then lots of fighting. You're like, oh, this is why I watch it. I'm so sad about fighting. God damn it.
I don't know. I heard good things about Daredevil. I like that this is your exit interview, and I'm like, let me not agree. I'm trying to get better at when, because I watch too much TV in, like, telling people that something is really good and they should watch it. It's really hard.
I am curious about Daredevil.
It's so hard. But can you, like, even with this podcast, we experience it where it's like, we want to tell people, oh, it's so good. Just fucking listen to it. Like, I can't believe you're not listening to it. like, we're really proud of it. But even in things that are more conventionally accepted, like, it's so hard to convince someone when you love something to listen to it.
Yeah.
And there's no way to not be douchey. Here, tell me, I'm going to ask you if you're watching something, and then you say you're not. Okay. Oh, man. Have you seen Trailer Park Boys?
No, I have not.
Oh! You haven't seen Trailer Park Boys?
Nope.
Have you seen any of Trailer Park Boys? Like, one, even a clip?
Nope.
That's how I feel all the time when I tell people to watch something. I just feel like I'm grunting at them. Like, it's like...
That.
It's just like, oh, I can't believe it. Are you dead?
It's the only show on TV.
So what, other than me being, you know, other than the honor and the pleasure of working with me, what made you want to get into the podcast in the first place then?
It was also just because it was a medium that I'm not as familiar with, because like I've dabbled in, I've done some live performing. I've done, I have a sketch show also on YouTube, but I haven't done the podcast world, and it was still very new to me. So I wanted to definitely try that. And I like, just, it seems like it's has a chance of being more easily accessible in ways.
Yeah. It's so hard to know what people are going to like, because hardcore podcasters, like, I've been on a Todd Glass rant run right now, and that's like a 3-hour podcast, and he just talks, and it's the most amazing thing in the world. But a lot of people, when I say it's a podcast, it's 40 minutes, they go, oh, I'm not going to listen if we put it 2 minutes. But then it's like, the podcasting world doesn't want 2-minute stuff. Yeah. So what do you do? And this goes back to, I'm glad you brought it back to me being self-righteous during your exit interview, which is, I'm right. And you should listen to the show.
Yeah, you should. I didn't like the ending part where they talked about you should watch the show.
I was confused as to why Mike was convincing us to listen to him while we're listening to him.
And I'm still confused, which one is Mike? Is there going to be an image at one point?
Can we distinguish which one? Oh, I know exactly what Mike in the he looks like Marc Maron, but he has like thicker glasses, and like he wears a beret. Sometimes, but not always. Like,
he chooses not to.
Yeah, he might carry it around with him, and he wears like I don't know the words for shirt things. He wears a, I'm just gonna take a cop out. Yeah, and he wears like a douchey shirt and some douchey pants and some, I just don't even have to write it. You know what I mean? Like, I was being so audio descriptive. Nah, but he's douchey. He's got these. You ever see those shoes?
Oh, it's awful.
And they're
shoes.
Douchey. No, he dresses very formally. He dresses very formally, but not hip. Is sort of. I'm not going to be able to remember the shirt words, but he's like, it's very much like, this is how he dresses. What were we talking about? What are you doing on the podcast? Is this funny to you? I was doing all these voice messages that I'm trading with people. So they're like people arguing with animals, like having legit arguments with animals. The animals just like, so it's just, it's like, you leave a message. And it's like, so this is a guy and he's arguing. I could affect it in post, couldn't I?
Yeah.
But that was what I was saying the other day. I watched Mad Men. I could be someone's secretary for fucking hours. Wait, can we do it? Can we do it? So what? Don't make it a girl's name. So what? I'm going to be your secretary.
And Steven.
Yeah, Steven. So buzzing Steven. And just ask me for wait, what should you ask me for?
The Anderson Report?
No. It has to be something like super specific.
Coffee?
Ask me to look up different types of exercise bikes.
Okay.
So buzz me in.
Hello.
Steven.
This is Steven. How are you, Mr. Ball?
Yeah, no, I'm very good, Steven.
That's good. What can I do for you?
No, everything is good.
So Mr. Ball, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Steven.
All right, what do you need? What can I do for you?
Okay, yeah, Steven, I need you to look up.
Oh, let me get a pad.
Okay, just get the pad.
No, I got a pad. I was just going to get the pad. What can I do for you, Mr. Mo?
Do you have the pen with you?
I got the pen and the pad.
Are you ready to write?
Oh, I got two pens in my hand. I can't write with two pens.
Well, If that helps you.
No, it doesn't. Hold on. Let me put this pen back.
Okay. I need you to look up.
What can I know for you, Mr. Mo?
Yes. No, I need you to look up. I need you to look up specific exercise bikes.
Oh, well, that's great. What kind of bikes?
Well, I need you to look up ones that I'll have a an incline function and that have like mountain terrain. Mr. Mo,
I don't know if this helps. I wrote down, as you just said this, I said, look for bikes. Is that what you meant?
No. This is like stationary bikes.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Okay, I wrote it down.
Okay. I'll also get a side of fries.
Mr. Mo?
Yes?
Mr. Mo, how are you? What can I do for you? What kind of bike?
Yeah, stationary bikes that have an incline function that they do a lot of mountain terrain
stuff.
Now,
do you want stationary and bikes or a stationary and a stationary bike?
They're just stationary bikes. There's no you're adding words.
It's a bike that uses stationary?
No, it's a bike that doesn't actually move. The wheels do.
And it uses paper?
No paper is used.
Like stationary?
No, that's it. Wrong type of
what
stationary.
What a bad joke.
Wrong type of stationary.
I could just be all day.
Just Mr. Mo.
I could do it all. Just anytime.
Sounds like enough for a spinoff.
Anytime a secretary comes in, I just want to do it all the time. And just like interrupt the conversation. Just like,
how can I help you, Mr. Mo?
Like, oh God, it's so fucking silly sounding, the intercom. The idea that anyone that uses a goddamn radio and like there's no need to use a radio is so funny to me. Like pizza places and shit that use
radio. Oh, yeah.
Like you worked at a stage, right? And it's necessary because you need to communicate to someone without yelling.
Yeah.
Right? The point of the radio is it's incognito. But the idea of you talking to a human who's a room away and you put their desk in another room because you can't stand to fucking look at them, and that you shout at them on a fucking intercom like they're the pizza guy is so funny to me. We've got to wrap up soon. What are we at here? Okay, that was pretty good. It's a long episode, but I think once again this is an episode where if people are into it,
yeah, they'll watch. Listen.
They'll watch. Plans for next season. Mike, we can do some spoilers because that's not what the thing is. Mike has ran away. I think we'll put out a preview too at some point.
Okay.
But Mike is leaving society. But then you're saying to yourself, how does Mort get into it? Well, the station planted a chip in Mike's head a long time ago. And Mort is going to come with Mike on his spiritual quest. But he doesn't know it yet. We're going to have a lot of guests. There's a lot of people on board already to do it. We see our fancy new audio equipment. Show them the fancy new audio equipment. Say something. Say a hard word. Say a difficult word into your mic. Saskatchewan. Whoa, you fucked it up. You didn't even make it fun. You went Saskatchewan. I want the people to hear the full timbre of your voice.
Saskatchewan.
Like the chew on. I want it to be like chew on.
Saskatchewan.
No. Really eat the word.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
That Saskatchewan has 90 different shitty character names in it. My name is Sass. This is Kachuan.
Sass and the Kachuans.
This is Kachuan. It's all
late 70s band.
All anime names and shit. Kachuan. Sasa. Sasakasa. You just flip it around. That's all the names you need. You got like 20 characters out of that one word. Also, this is the big news, and I'm telling you live on air so we can have reaction. We will hopefully have a sponsor, a real, not fucking fake sponsor, like shitty whatever, but we'll have a real sponsor. I think we're going to start recording live from Art Cafe Bar in Brooklyn. They want to, so this will be a sort of promo podcast for some stuff going on there that I'm helping them with. I'm running a film festival and a comedy festival there, and so I think we'll be able to record in Art Cafe Bar at 886 Prospect Street, Brooklyn. I should say the right address.
Probably.
I think that's it. I think I did it. That makes sense, right? That sounds, is
Street,
that a name?
Brooklyn Street, Brooklyn.
Our cafe bar. I'll put up what it is. That'll be our new home. And cool. that'll be where we'll do. And we're looking to do other podcasts with them. And we're going to have more comedians on and more bands on that hang out there. And everyone's going to role play and have fun. So we're now sort of a real thing here, Bill.
Nice.
It's very exciting.
Now have to have fun.
We got to enjoy it, which is pretty shitty. All right. So next couple weeks, we'll be planning. Anything you want to plug that you say? Flavor Department.
Flavor Department. Yeah. If you go to YouTube and go to the Flavor Department, please subscribe. We've been doing weekly videos, and we're going to be coming up with a music video in May and a short film in June.
Pretty cool. And I have all my shit that I push on people constantly, ourherocomic.com. And I think we're going to hope to do a sketch together that I wrote for you guys. Yes, I was going to tell you about that after. I'm going to cheese.
Much excite.
Cheese the audience. It involves dicks.
Penises.
Gross. Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. Penis. Get up on that mic.
Penis.
That's how I wanted you to eat Saskatchewan, but you didn't. Eat Saskatchewan. You really ate penis. You didn't really eat Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. All right. We're done. Fun, fun, fun.
Fun.